A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, the Marlins continued their 7-game road trip. It was their first of four this weekend in Pittsburgh against the Pirates. Gerrit Cole versus Edinson Volquez, fresh off that no-hitter at Marlins Park last Saturday. With recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, good start to our four-game series in Pittsburgh tonight. Marlins beat the Pirates 7-1. Another great start, Edinson Volquez, and the bats came alive early against Gerrit Cole. Marlins came out swinging in the top of the first. Oh, they came out bunting in the top of the first. Dee Gordon, a bunt base hit to begin the night tonight against the Pirates ace right-hander, who's really scuffled lately. With Giancarlo Stanton at the plate, Dee stole second, his 20th steal of the year. And when Elias Diaz fired the ball into center field, the E2 sent Gordon to third. Stanton worked a walk on this, the eighth anniversary of his Major League debut. So right out of the chute, Marlins had men at first and third. Nobody out top of the first for Christian Yelich.
And the ball slammed to right. Another hit for Yelich. Off Cole and against the Pirates. Home to score is Dee Gordon. Over to third base is Stanton. It's a double for Christian Yelich, and the Marlins have a 1-0 lead.
At that point, Yelich was 8 for 15 with a double and three homers against Cole in his career, and he wasn't done in this ballgame. So the Marlins had the 1-0 lead, but they had a chance for more with Stanton at third, Yelich at second. Still nobody out, but Marcelo Ozuna took a borderline pitch for called strike three. JT Realmuto went down swinging, so suddenly there were still men at second and third, but now two outs. And the Marlins trying to save the inning. Turn to Derek Dietrich.
Here comes the pitch. And Dietrich slams a ball down the right field line. And that is going to bounce off the wall. He did save the inning. Home to score is Stanton. Right behind him is Yelich. And the Marlins have a 3-0 lead.
That is a huge two-out hit for Derek Dietrich. Just when you thought there was a chance Cole might escape that first inning, allowing just the one run. Dietrich with a two-run double gave the Marlins a 3-0 lead. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. You can learn more at GreekMoving.com. It was a 30-pitch first inning for Cole. He finally escaped, getting Tyler Moore on a comebacker, but the Marlins had a 3-0 lead after one. In the bottom of the first, Edinson Volquez returning to the mound for the first time since his Saturday no-hitter against the D-backs. Well, there'd be no-hit suspense here tonight after Adam Frazier led off with a ground ball to short. Josh Harrison, Volquez's Pirates teammate in 2014, dropped down a bunt single, so there'd be no-hitter. After a walk-and-hit batsman, Volquez was able to strike out Andrew McCutchen to end that first inning and maintain that 3-0 lead. Volquez got on a good roll after that shaky first inning and stayed a 3-0 game into the fourth. And the fourth inning began with back-to-back doubles for Miami. First, Derek Dietrich, and then Tyler Moore. Moore slams one to center. Back goes McCutchen. Way back. Spins around. Has to play it off the wall. It caroms by him. Dietrich's going to score. And Tyler Moore's got himself an RBI double. 4-0 Miami. And as Volquez kept setting down Pirates, the Marlins broke the game wide open and chased Gerrit Cole in the fifth. Cole got the first two men, Stanton and Yelich, on ground balls to short. But Marcelo Ozuna singled. JT Realmuto singled. And Miami had two on with two outs for Derek Dietrich again.
Here's a ball lined out into left field. Another hit for Derek Dietrich. Here comes Ozuna around third. He'll score. They're going to hold Realmuto at second base. So Derek Dietrich with his third straight hit knocks in run number five for the Marlins. It is 5-0 Miami here in the fifth inning.
Derek was on his way to a 3-for-4 night. A couple of doubles and three runs batted in. It was his third straight hit in the game. It was the Marlins' third straight hit in the inning. But they weren't done. They kept the line moving with Tyler Moore.
And the pitch. And here's a hard line drive base hit out into left field. Here comes Realmuto around third. The throw is coming through. They cut it off in the middle of the infield. JT scores. And the Marlins now have a 6-0 lead in the fifth inning. That's four straight singles.
After two were out and nobody was on. And the Marlins still weren't done. Up step JT Riddle.
Here's the pitch. And a ball looped out into left field. That will be the fifth straight hit. Coming around third is Derek Dietrich. He'll score, and it is 7-0 on five straight hits. And three now have scored here in the fifth to open things up for the Marlins, 7-0.
And that would finally be it for Gerrit Cole, a fourth consecutive very rocky outing for the Pirates' ace right-hander. He lasts only 4 2/3 tonight. He was charged with 7 runs all earned on 11 hits. Walked 1, struck out 5. He threw 94 pitches, 66 strikes, and 28 balls. So Volquez had the big lead at 7-0, and he was rolling along. He set down the final 3 men in the second inning. Retired the side 1-2-3 in the third, in the fourth, and again in the fifth. At that point, he'd set down 12 straight, 13-14. In the sixth inning, Josh Harrison, who had the bunt hit in the first inning, led off with a double. That was just the second Pirates hit in the ball game, but Volquez came back to retire Polanco, Phil Gosselin, and John Jaso, and he was through 6 with a 7-0 lead. Into the seventh inning, Volquez still out there, got the leadoff man in that seventh, Andrew McCutchen. He then allowed his third hit in the ball game, a double to pinch hitter Josh Bell, but trying to keep that shutout in order, he was able to strike out Max Moroff, and then he got Jacob Stallings to ground to short. So Volquez threw 7 innings tonight with a 3-hit shutout. That seventh inning drove his pitch count up a little bit. He was out of the game after 7. 7 innings, 3 hits, no runs. He walked 2, struck out 8, hit a batter for Edinson Volquez, a season-high 111 pitches tonight, 77 strikes. So the Marlins had the big lead. They handed it to Dustin McGowan in the 8th. McGowan picked up where Volquez left off. He set down the top 3 men, 1-2-3, Frazier, Harrison, and Polanco. Then in the ninth, the only question with a 7-0 lead was, could the Marlins close out their fourth shutout victory of the season? Brian Ellington came out of the bullpen to work the ninth. He allowed a hit to the first man, Gosselin. He then walked John Jaso with 2 on and nobody out. Jose Osuna pinch hitting with a fly ball to center field for out number 1. Gosselin advanced to third. He would score on a ground out by Josh Bell, a 3-4-1 out at first base. That was it for the shutout bid, but leading 7-1, Ellington was able to slam the door finally in the ninth inning. He caught Max Moroff looking at strike 3, and that was our ballgame tonight here at PNC Park in Pittsburgh. For the Marlins, 7 runs, 14 hits, no errors, 7 men left. For the Pirates, 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error. They also strand 7. Edinson Volquez, the winning pitcher, he's 3-7. Gerrit Cole, the loser, 3-6. Time of the ballgame was 3 hours, 6 minutes in front of 21,744 here in Pittsburgh. Marlins are now 2-2 on the road trip. They've won 9 of 12. They've won 12 of their last 18. They improved to 26-33 in the season. They're 12-17 on the road. As for the Pirates, they come home and lose their third consecutive game. They've dropped 7 of 10. Pittsburgh is now 26-34 overall. The Buccos, a break-even proposition, 14-14 here in their home park.
Marlins over the Pirates, 7-1 at PNC Park in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania last night. Game 2 coming up at 7:05 this evening, Vance Worley versus Tyler Glasnow. Fish family members, if you're joining us this morning and you missed it last night, your Fish family bonus code today, Primanti Bros. Primanti Bros. Primanti Bros. That is your Fish family bonus code on this Friday morning. 7:05 tonight, second of 4 between the Marlins and the Pirates at PNC Park. Vance Worley versus Tyler Glasnow. We're on the air at 6:35 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Marlins Radio Network.